Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. As a result of implementation, Iran now has access to assets estimated to be roughly $50 billion that have been frozen in foreign banks. Along with lifting sanctions, Iran has released five people they detained some years ago. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Nagma, spoke with reporters.
It's surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany, and after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time. After 3.5 years of travel, I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Also released, a former Marine, Amir Hekmati, and Khosravi Rudsari, very little known about him. A fifth prisoner, American student Matthew Turetnik, was released separately from the other four. U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel that killed 23 in the capital has ended. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claiming responsibility. This is VOA News.